Ben turned to Rondi and raised a questioning brow. She jerked her stun cuffs against the beam and raised her own brow. He thumbed the release pad, and the cuffs came undone. Rondi's jaw fell.
They weren't even locked.
In case I didn't make it back, Ben said. I'm not that cruel. Now what can you tell me about my mother?
Rondi rubbed her chafed wrists.
We all return to the Force when we depart our bodies, she said. Afterward, those who are strong in the Force sometimes show themselves in the Lake of Apparitions. Whether it's where they abide or it's only a portal through which they can look, I don't know. But I believe those we see are real.
What about the Mindwalkers whose bodies die when they're beyond shadows? Ben asked. Do they go to the Lake of Apparitions too?
Not at first,
Rondi said.
At first, they stay beyond shadows with us. But after a time, they seem to lose their way. And then sometimes, we see them in the Lake of Apparitions.
How long do they stay there? Luke asked. Could you see your grandparents, for instance, or even your ancestors? Rondi shook her head.
Eventually, they no longer show themselves.
She took a long sip of her hydrate, then shook her head.
I'm sorry, but I don't know why.
Ben scowled at her claim, but before he could think of a way to test it, the muffled crump of a detonating magmine reverberated through the control room floor. Rondi's eyes went wide with horror, and she turned toward Ben.
You promised?
Promised what? Luke asked.
That I'd let her brother go if she helped us, Ben explained.
He turned to Rondi.
He's probably okay. That door charge was placed to direct the blast.
Probably.
Rondi staggered to her feet and started up toward the exit at the back of the tri-level room.
You Murglak!
Rondi, hold on!
Ben stepped to where he could see the mine he had placed on the hatch.
It's welded, remember? And don't forget the door charge!
Welded? Luke echoed, intercepting Ben. Door charge? Ben, what the blazes have you been doing while I was gone?
I'll explain in a minute,
Ben said, continuing to look toward the exit. Rondi had reached the hatch and was beginning to pound it with the heel of her hand.
Right now, I'd better get to that charge before she...
Ben was interrupted by a stunned cry as a red circle of blazing heat burned through the back of Rondi's skull. Her body, lifeless before the scream died, crumpled to the floor. Behind her, the bright column of a scarlet lightsaber began to cut a smoking furrow through the thick metal of the hatch. A wave of danger sense rolled up Ben's spine. He turned to find his father already standing beside the gurney, his lightsaber in hand and his attention fixed on the entry hatch. Ben could see by how low he held his hand and by the fatigue in his eyes that his father was still weak, but he could also feel his father drawing on the Force, pulling it into himself to enliven atrophied muscles and restore dead synapses. Ben, his father asked, who the black empty void is that?